Darren, Kerry and Sky, East Coast Radio. Five things you need to know as you wake up.
So, according to unaudited month-end data released by the Central Energy Fund, 95 unleaded petrol is looking set to go up by around 27 cents a litre, while 93 unleaded should see an increase in around about 18 cents. But for the rest of us in the wild tracks, finally, a little bit of good news, diesel is expected to come down substantially with this data early data said indicating a drop of 1.66 for 500 parts per million, and that was sulfur in parts per million, and 1.62 for 50 parts per million for diesel. So like lacquer.
Yeah.
Is it just
I mean, it's gone up by so much more than 1.62
But 1.62, that is a material amount. It has come down. So for me and the rest of diesel drivers, halala.
And then I don't even know this story, guys. Kanye West, in the story again, he was on a interview on Thursday with a conspiracy theorist named Alex Jones. What do you think Kanye West did with Alex Jones on Thursday, guys? Well, he went on praising Adolf Hitler, the Nazis. He went on to deny Holocaust. He attacked the Jewish people. And this was not in a short interview. It was a lengthy interview. Disturbing, to say the least. So, Kanye West, man.
Hey.
Kanye must learn Afrikaans. Kanye nie.
Yeah.
Kanye nie, asseblief.
And then this one. I know there's going to be a lot of what? How?
Mm-hmm.
But whatever. France is filing a complaint to FIFA after their equalizer against Tunisia was disallowed through VAR.
Okay.
After the final whistle was blown.
So what's the gripe?
The match was over.
VAR is forever.
No. Once the match is finished, the players were about to leave the pitch.
Yeah. And what if there was a foul just before the final?
No. It doesn't happen like that.
Say again.
Match. France score. 1-1.
Oh.
They kick off. Game over. Players are walking away. VAR says, no, wait a minute. I know the game is over, but I need to go check that goal.
Yeah, that's our time.
Oh, what? No.
No.
Yeah.
No.
But
you've got the technology. You must use it.
But I'll explain later.
But the game, the final whistle blown.
Yes.
Oh, it's done.
Exactly.
So more, is this going to be in
World Cup Day?
World Cup Day.
Yes, sir.
Okay, stay tuned for that.
And then the beaches are open, but are you going to be swimming? That's what we want to know from you. Etiquette Municipality has announced the reopening of several beaches ahead of our festive season. But some of our residents, not so keen to get into the water. We want to know from you. Do you think that we are opening our beaches too soon? Are you going to be swimming? Let us know. 061-792-9495.
And here is your fifth story today in Five Things. The South African Federation of Trade Unions, SAFTU, has called for our president, Matamela Cyril Ramaphosa, to resign with immediate effect as head of the state. The federation has also called for his arrest. Strangely enough, Zwelinzima Mavavi, who does not echo these sentiments, is asking the question, how come before, when somebody was implicated, we started questioning the judiciary, we started questioning the public protector, we started questioning the processes, we questioned democracy itself, and suddenly somebody's implicated, no fines, no case.
No charges,
and now you must step aside. Hey, what's good for the goose is good for the gander. Come on now.
To listen to these moments and anything else you might have missed, go to ecr.co.za and click on podcasts.